The questions that most personal trainers, group exercise instructors, membership consultants, even gym owners don't have the answers to, and get very frustrated and feel very awkward when people ask the question. So you, as a top level fitness professional, can you answer these questions? And if not, let's find the best way for you to be able to answer them with confidence, with passion, with excitement, and that the answers don't just stumble off your tongue, but they roll off your tongue because you have practiced them so many times that you can't get them wrong. And it all comes down to, why do you do what you do? So if I ask you the question, why would people choose to do business with you as a personal trainer, as a gym, as a group exercise instructor, as a boot camp instructor, versus some other instructors or gyms or personal training studios, or decide to buy a piece of home exercise equipment and do it all by themselves, or just not to exercise at all? So that's the first question. Why would a person choose to do business with you as the fitness professional instead of training with your competitors, not training at all, or perhaps choosing to train by themselves? And you have to have a very strong and very comfortable and very passionate answer for that. And you have to be able to answer that to yourself. And then, of course, if your client asks, you need to be able to answer the same question to them. Then a next question is, if you are 2, 3, 5, 10 times more expensive than any other personal trainer or any other gym, why would people still want to train with you? And it's really interesting because people often set their price point for their business, their gym, their personal training sessions, their boot camp classes, based on what everybody else is charging. But as you know, that process has to be personal and customized to your lifestyle. So how much money do you want to earn? What are your expenses? How many hours do you want to work? And that will give you exactly how much you need to charge. So what do you do now if that amount of money is 2, 3, 5 times, 10 times more than what everybody else in your area is charging? How can you still charge that amount? Because you have to. That's the amount of money that you need to have a life that's going to keep you safe and secure and financially independent. How can you still charge that? And why would people want to invest money in you, even if you are 2, 3, 5 times, 10 times more expensive than any other gym or personal training studio? And you need to have an answer to that question. Then, of course, is what makes you uniquely different to any other business that does what you do? So what makes you different? And you have to have at least three things that make you unique, different, memorable, stand out from any other gym, personal training studio, boot camp, class, group exercise class, fitness business. What do you do completely differently? And then, of course, that will give you the answer to that very awkward question when people ask, why should I do business with you? I can get a cheaper gym membership. There are 3 other boot camps in this park. There are 10 personal trainers at this gym, or there are 10 personal training studios in this area. Why should I do business with you? And the sophisticated professional answer to that is, yes, there are hundreds and thousands of gyms and personal trainers. Would you like me to share with you what makes us uniquely different from all other fitness services? And now you have to have 3 to 5 things that make you uniquely different to any other personal training studio, gym, or fitness facility, either in your area, in your country, or in the world, so that what you're saying is obviously the truth. And that's where the business part of fitness is so incredibly important. Yes, there are lots of personal trainers, and there are lots of boot camp instructors, and lots of gyms. But as I shared, most gym owners can't answer these questions. You, as a top level fitness professional, have to be able to answer those questions. So the first one is, why would I do business with you instead of the competitors, or just training by myself, or not training at all? And that's where your confidence in yourself must be very solid. And that's where in-depth knowledge is important. That's where the belief in your product or your service is incredibly important. And then it's not about telling people what you do, or how long you've been doing it for, or how many degrees you've got. the really important part of this answer is that you don't answer the question, because it's not about you. You don't have to justify why you're in business. You don't have to justify why you've become a fitness professional. You don't have to explain to people why you're the best in the world at what you do. The really important thing is that you find out what they want. And if you can offer them what they want, then they will choose to do business with you simply because you've asked the questions. And that's the really important thing that most gym owners, membership consultants, personal trainers, group exercise instructors don't understand. When somebody asks them a question, they tend to justify why they're doing what they're doing. You don't have to do that. You have to find out if what your customer or client wants is what you offer. And if it is, it's a very simple linking up of that process, which is why would a person, the answer to the question is why would a person choose to do business with you is because they believe that you can help them. And how would they possibly know that you can help them achieve their health and fitness goals if you don't ask what their health and fitness goals are, why they want to achieve those goals, where exactly they want to achieve them, the exact day, date and time they want to achieve them, how they'll feel if they achieve those goals, how they will feel if they don't achieve those goals, whether or not they're on track or off track to achieving their goals, what they think they should do to make sure that they can achieve their goals, what exactly do they want from you as the fitness professional to make sure that they can achieve their goals. And that's the really important question. You're putting the important part of the process into the hand of the customer or client, not you trying to justify why you are a fitness professional. This is about them telling you, I want to train with you because this is what I think I should do. And that beautiful, respectful question, which is, what do you want me to do as your fitness professional to help you achieve your goal? You'll now know exactly what kind of product or service you need to provide for this person. And you might find out that the answer to the question, why should this person do business with you, is that they shouldn't do business with you. You're not the right person for them. You're not open at the right time, or you're not in the right area, or you don't have the right expertise, or you're just not interested in training that kind of a person. But if you don't ask the questions, then you won't know. So why should a person choose to do business with you? You have to give them the opportunity to choose to do business with you, which is about asking the right questions. Now, the next question, of course, was why would people pay more to train with you? Why would somebody pay 2, 3, 5, 10 times more? And the answer to that is that they genuinely feel that you care about them. And how would they know that if you didn't ask them the right questions and you weren't prepared to do what it takes to help them achieve their goals? So maybe this person isn't prepared to pay you 2, 3, 5, 10 times more because you're not what they need. But if you're the only person who has listened to them, who is genuinely interested in them and can actually provide them with the right product or service because you've carefully listened to what they want, then of course they're going to be prepared to pay you more because you're the only person that they've spoken to that will actually do that. And if you ask people how many times they've been to a gym or a personal training studio, or they've been involved in some kind of fitness product or dietary service, and have people ask them, what do you really want? Short term, long term. Why do you want that? Where do you want it? When exactly and specifically do you want it? How will you feel when you achieve it? How will you feel if you don't achieve it? Are you on track or off track to achieving it? What advice would you give yourself if you wanted to achieve these goals by this date, day, date and time? Specifically, what do you need from us as the product or service of fitness to make sure you achieve that goal? People just don't ask those questions, and I promise you, they just don't ask. And even if they go through some kind of sales script process where they're asking people questions, that's what it usually is. It sounds like a sales script, not a genuine person who's interested in them. So if you sit down with somebody and you find out exactly what they want and you can provide them with exactly what they need, yes, of course they're going to invest more than what the average personal trainer or the average gym is charging, because they want the result and people will find the money. So you have to be the person who not convinces people to train with you. You want people to convince themselves that you're the right person for them to train with. And the only way to do that is to show people that you genuinely care. So the answer to all of the questions are simple. Why should people do business with you? Because you're the only person they're going to come in contact with who is genuinely interested in them and wants to help them achieve their goals. You will probably be the only person who asks them what their goals are and actually provide them with a solution to helping them achieve those goals. Why would they pay more for that? Because if you're going to take a risk on some gym that might give you a result versus a specific fitness professional who guarantees that you'll give them a result, of course you're going to be worth more. And I will ask you very sincerely and passionately to consider offering a money-back guarantee as one of your USPs. Your unique selling point is if people don't get exactly what they need from you, you would give them their money back or you would train them for free. Now, the result is not based on what they do or don't do. It's what you promised you would do. And that's one of the big things that is happening now in the fitness profession is that so many people have had a poor experience with a fitness professional. Sorry, I won't call them professional, with a fitness person, a gym or a personal trainer, that they are really scared and it's a big risk to invest money. And that's why they don't want to invest any money or very much money because they've had such a bad experience in the past. But if you promise to have professional standards and if you don't uphold those professional standards, you'll give people their money back or you'll train them for free, that will give you a very unique selling point, something that will make you stand out distinctly and very differently from a very crowded market of people who just take people's money and people hope they're going to get a result. And then you must have USPs, unique selling points. When people ask you that question, why should I do business with you, if they ever ask you, you never want to defend what you're doing, why you're doing it, or how much you charge. All you need to say is, yes, there are literally hundreds and thousands of gyms and personal trainers and fitness facilities. Would you like me to share with you what makes us uniquely different to all other fitness services? And of course, you must have 3 to 5 very distinct USPs. And that's what your Max program is about. It's not just about being able to train people safely and effectively and give them the best results possible. Of course, you have to have in-depth knowledge on how to do that. But if you don't have anybody to train, it doesn't matter how good you are at training people. And if you are not the caring, genuine fitness professional who really wants to help people, and the only way you can help people is if you find out exactly what they want, then what's the use of having great technical skills if you don't have great communication skills? And communication is all about finding out what the other person wants and making sure that you can give them exactly what they want so that they will get the result that they want. So be very proud of the fact that people would want to do business with you and pay you more to do business with you because you are uniquely different from any other business that does the same thing as you do, and you're very happy to share with people what makes you uniquely different and memorable from any other business that does the same thing as you do. And then, of course, your business will be successful. It will grow. You will have clients. You will not have to have a marketing system because people will refer people to your business. So don't let anybody tell you that you can't be successful in the fitness profession. You just have to be a fitness professional.